Thank you, Madam Chair, and I thank you and thank my colleagues for this constructive discussion and very transparent. And I think we all have the same desire to strengthen the committee, to strengthen gender representation and geographical representation in the committee. I second what Madame Sanson has already said. The Bureau has a role to play, and the Bureau is regionally represented. So we want the Bureau to take all the issues that we are talking about and meet before the session and during the session before the meeting, so to smooth out all these issues so we don't have to spend a lot of time discussing them. When I talk about geographical representation, I really value all the work that was done by the focal point, but the issue that was raised, the focal points were never mentioned in the rules of procedures. And I believe this is an important role. We need to include it in the rules of procedures. We need to make sure that everyone is represented, and I would like to go back to the issue of the working group and communication, knowing full well it's not a subsidiary body of the of our committee, but at the same time, the resolution said it is composed of 5 members from the advisory committee, from representing each group. So how are these members elected? How are they chosen? What are the times? All this we need to know. It's not done in here. How do we know how it's done? I think this is an issue that there is an overlap, and I would like the Secretary to look into it and come to us in the next session with some views, because people are in the communication, they are taking officers' role in the committee. So this does not leave, if the same people are everywhere, does not leave room for other people. And I have to really apologize for my colleagues for being so frank. But this is the only way we can enhance the committee and strengthen it. We have to all be on the same page, and we have all to be represented. Thank you very much.